up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, and you're listening to the Escape Artists podcast. How you guys doing? It's a brand new year, 2014. Woo! And I'm back on the scene. Sorry guys, I took a little hiatus kind of by accident there. It's been almost a year since, not a full year, but about, I don't know, 10 months since I last threw in a podcast, and like I said, I apologize for that, but I just had technical difficulty after technical difficulty. Like, every single time I tried to record, there was an issue, or like it didn't record, or I couldn't get the file onto the computer because I was trying different apps with my old phone. And then I just got a new phone. I got an iPhone finally, iPhone 4. So there's some more options, some better apps and stuff. So I'm trying out this new app. Hopefully this works. Please, please work. So there's been that. And then, you know, just it got a little discouraging with the technical difficulties, so I ended up procrastinating a lot because I got tired of doing the same podcast or similar podcast over and over again, and it not working. So I kind of took a break, and then I knew I'd get back to it though. Like I said, you know, I love being part of the podcast community. I love having the practice to talk to people about my art and music and all that stuff, because I'm generally an introverted person. I don't talk a lot at work. My wife complains. I think every dude's wife complains that they don't talk a lot enough, probably, but I'm probably even more extreme in that situation, so I'm trying to do better. Trying to do better with everything.
You know, there's just a lot of cool things that goes along with podcasting. I like the idea of building a community, and, you know, people engage with me through this thing, and it ends up being a really good experience, I think, for the listener and for myself, you know. And, you know, for me, it's not just me talking to you, telling you what you should do or teaching you or anything like that. It's definitely a back and forth thing. I get a lot of comments, you know, on the show notes and stuff, in the comments section, and there's back and forth there, and, you know, you guys send me links and resources, and that's so awesome. You guys have been awesome, and thanks for sticking with me, if you're still sticking with me. I'm sure you guys will check it out again, because you know, a lot of the people who listened are, I know, you know, I've developed relationships with a lot of you guys through the internets and all that stuff, and you guys are all really awesome people, and I know you guys understand what it's like to try to create things and broadcast things, and a lot of you guys are doing similar things. So, you know, thanks for sticking in there, and for anybody new who's listening, you know, thank you for checking out the Escape Artist Podcast. Basically, a little synopsis of what this is, since it's been a while, is basically the Escape Artist idea has a, it's kind of like a threefold idea. I guess number one is the fact that us as artists and musicians and whatever we do, we find escape through our art. You know, it's a way to kind of calm down from the crazy day, or, you know, to almost like therapy, meditation even. You know, I think there's a lot to creating art, especially when it comes to drawing and stuff, that's almost meditative, and really, really cool in that way. And it helps us to kind of imagine things and imagine a better scenario, maybe, if we're not quite where we want to be, which I think very few people on this planet probably are. everybody would like to grow, you know, I think. I know I definitely have lots of room to grow. So, you know, it kind of gives you that, I don't know, it's like an inspiration and in a way to just kind of look forward and imagine a better future. And I think that's important in life. Another way that it's an escape is we take this stuff that we escape through, and it's almost a therapy, and we create cool stuff, and we share that experience by, you know, sharing it online, or if we make like an animation or a movie, or like there's so many things, obviously, so many applications. We make comics, people read them, you know, and we share that experience. The people who listen and stuff don't necessarily get the experience of creating, you know, there's kind of another dimension with the creating of it, but when you get to listen and read and hear, you also get kind of similar effects. You get inspired, sometimes educated, entertained, and, you know, it helps you, again, expand your imagination, be more creative with maybe if you're like a, I don't know, businessman or accountant or whatever, you know, whatever you do, it might give you and it's some inspiration to be more creative in that, or to find another outlet for yourself, you know, to be creative. But, you know, it's an escape, you know, it helps us to just, it enriches our lives, I think. That's what art does, you know. And I think that's important, that inspiration and enriching. It's like eating like rice, you know, or something, or any kind of food. You know, you eat some rice, and if say it's just like white rice and it's just plain, you know, that's all well and good. It's all right. But if you throw some spices and maybe some butter or garlic in there, then it's like really good. And you look forward to the rice, you know, or whatever food it is. And, you know, so that's kind of, you know, it's like spices to life, you know, to make a corny metaphor or something, you know. But that's really what it's, I think it's a good metaphor, you know. And I think it's definitely, it's how I look at it, at least. So it's an escape in that way. And last but not least, a big part of what this show consists of is, you know, it's kind of an escape plan. You know, it's a journaling my thoughts and aspirations for, you know, escaping from a 9-to-5 job where I'm not really using, you know, my art skills or anything like that. You know, I don't hate my job or anything, but, you know, it's not within the realm of stuff I'm necessarily super good at. So, you know, I'm trying to make kind of an escape plan from the 9-to-5 into something more sustainable with the art and music, you know, or creating or something, you know. So that's kind of another thing, and that's what I talk about a lot, selling our own art. You know, that kind of situation, or even finding a new career in a different avenue that at least has a little bit of the creativity, you know, that I infuse into my hobby work. So, you know, that's kind of what this whole podcast is about, and so that's what's going on. I guess what I want to talk about is just kind of an update of what's been going on in the last year and what's going on in the future. Like I said, it's 2014, getting close to being done with the first month of the year already. And, you know, in 2013, got into a lot of new things. I tried to have a focus. I had a lot of aspirations to put out albums and music and art and comics and toys and all that stuff. But, you know, I got really distracted right from the beginning with the whole graffiti sticker thing, and that took up way more time than it was, I shouldn't say than it was worth, but it's definitely a huge time sucker, and I'm glad I did it because, you know, I got to know a lot of people in a new community, you know, the graffiti sticker community, and a lot of people on YouTube, and it also gave me a lot of practice of doing YouTube videos on a regular basis, and that was great, and I want to get back to that a little bit too. But you know, trying to get all these sticker packs done for everybody. I mean, I still have a few that I owe people, but I'm almost all caught up. But yeah, trying to get all these stickers out and hand drawing each one or even half of them and printing up other ones, you know, it costs a little money, and it also, it's just a lot of time that you put into it, and I want to be working on projects, you know. And so the sticker thing is for the most part going away. I mean, I'll probably still do them for fun here and there when I have nothing else that I, you know, have that I really want to get to. Like, sometimes stickers are a good way, like, warm-up practice for drawing and stuff. So there's that, and I might do, like, some collabs and stuff with people. But for the most part, that the sticker thing is, you know, I'm not going to be doing trades and stuff, unfortunately. I might sell packs, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. But, you know, shout out to my buddy, William McKenzie, from Crying Gold Toys. I think it's a Blogspot site, which I don't know how that works. I think it's blogspot.cryinggoldtoys.com or something like that. But, you know, I'll put a link in the show notes, but big shout out to him. He got me into my second distraction of 2013, which ended up becoming a big focus, so I'm cool with that. but yeah, the second distraction was the designer toy stuff, and holy crap, you know, it's like been a whole new world, and it's just fun, you know. And he got me into starting this out, and we both together started casting our first resin pieces. He's my good buddy. We hang out all the time, and he's from Long Island and stuff, and he comes and visits, and I go and visit there. We go to New York Comic Con together and things like that. So, you know, we both love hip-hop. We both love comic books, and we geek out on that when we hang out. It's really fun. So, yeah, so he got me into that, and he's done a bunch of resin pieces that are really cool. Definitely check his stuff out. And, you know, I did my first couple pieces as well. I did my first release of that I did with the toys. My first sculpt ever was Molt, which is like a little locust monster looking guy. He kind of looks like kind of almost like a Godzilla type of like monster, but like a, it's a minifigure, so it's really small, but it definitely has that kind of kaiju, you know, Sofubi, which is like the name for like monsters in I think Japanese, and Sofubi is like soft toy or soft vinyl toy or something, monster toy. I don't know. I don't know the exact definitions, but I know that's kind of what they mean. And so that's been really cool. Like, that Molt character is really cool, and I did my first colorway of that. Painted him up in gray and black and spray paint and stuff, and that was fun. And then I also did a second colorway for kind of a Halloween theme. And that, you know, came out pretty good. And, you know, I sold a lot of these things. You know, people dig them, you know. I'm all out of the first run and almost out of the, pretty much out of the second run. Not all through sales. Some were for trades and stuff. But, you know, I did sell a lot, surprisingly. You know, it's probably the thing that's gone, that I've sold more than, you know, comics or music. You know, it's been a lot easier to sell the toys for some reason. So that's really cool. Really encouraged by that, and I think that's a big reason, part of the reason why, you know, I'm going forth with a focus on designer toys. And I don't know, I just, there's a lot of fun inspiration with it, you know. It's like a medium that you do a lot of different things with. Like, you do the sculpting, which is a whole art in and of itself, then the painting, which, I mean, it's crazy. It's like you're doing three-dimensional painting sometimes, especially on these bigger pieces. So it's really fun to get that kind of thing going. And And then there's like so many different kinds of toys you can make. And so, yeah, really cool new world I'm getting into with that. I also released my second piece, Squid Skilla, which is like a three-tentacled squid slash spray can character. And he came out really cool and sold a few of those as well. I think I'm down to two left. If you want to get in and grab those last two, that'd be really cool. And then, you know, I cast a bunch more, so I'm going to be having another one or two colorways coming, you know, sometime in the future. So, yeah, that was really fun. And coming up for 2014, I got a lot of collaborations in the works with toys. And I'm going to be focusing almost 100% on toys this year. So, like I said, I got like five collaborations, some really cool things, some stuff with articulation, some stuff with 3D printing and 3D sculpting, modeling, also resin stuff. I'll be doing something with my buddy Will McKenzie, Crying Gold Toys. And then there's one piece that I'm doing with Angela Pelleggi. I think that's how I'm not sure that if that's how you pronounce her last name. I have to ask her. But I think that's how it goes. But she's a really amazing sculptor. She's the details she gets into her pieces, even these little minifigures, is, you know, amazing. Like, not everybody can do that. And she's been doing it for years, and she, you know, makes a living off of sculpting. So, you know, it's really awesome to see her stuff developing, and she does it pretty quick too. So, you know, I'll be doing a piece with her, and that one is going, we're going to be shooting for like a full-on production piece, maybe even getting it in vinyl or plastic over in Japan or something. I don't know. I think that's the only way you could do it. Maybe not. We'll see. Maybe we'll scale it down. That might be a little bit biting off more than I can chew, you know, just getting into it this early. So we'll see. But that's kind of the scope for it right now. She might have more connections with that, and we have to talk more about, right now we've just been in the concept stage, but I have to initiate that discussion as well. So yeah, doing one with her, doing something with Ken Groff. I think that's how you say his last name again. I gotta figure out how to say people's last names. But yeah, we actually did a Secret Santa thing together with through the October Toys Forum. And yeah, if you guys want to get into the designer toy stuff or even just check it out a little bit, definitely go to toybreak.com. Check out their videos. They have a show every week, Toy Break, on YouTube. It's George and Aileen Gaspar. And they talk about, you know, a lot about designer toys, but also, you know, even stuff that's produced by big companies and whatnot. But they also are toy creators as well. And yeah, there's a lot I could say about them, but just go check out the show. It's definitely worth it if you want to get into this toy stuff. And man, I love it. Like, I watch that show religiously. And I've watched a lot, almost not all of the past episodes, but a lot of them. Some of the earlier ones I just haven't gotten to yet because they're hard to find on YouTube on the TV. But anyways, that all being said, what was I saying? So I'm doing these collaborations, like I said, with Will McKenzie is one of them, and there's a couple other people. We're working on some things, so yeah, really fun. That's what I'll be focusing a lot on, is these collaborations. Also, I'll be doing a lot of one-off custom toys, and I might have a few production pieces myself this year. So toys, that's the main focus for this year. The only other focus that I got going on is, well, I shouldn't say focus, the only other project that I got going is I have a comic that I'm going to be doing with Jamie Gamble, but that's like not a big priority. It's something that I can do one page at a time. He sent me 2 pages worth of writing so far, and it's kind of a back and forth co-created project and co-writing, but he's doing the majority of the creating and writing, and I'm doing the majority of the, well, all of the art and storytelling. So, you know, that's going to be a really fun project, but I only, you know, there's no big, like, rush or anything, and I can do one page at a time. So, and just build from there, and we're going to have, like, a back-and-forth discussion with that. So, that's going to be really fun and a really cool experience to do a comic that I'm not writing, you know, and that's one thing I've always wanted to try. So that'll be fun. And then there's also my buddy Philip Victor. He writes comics. Like, he's got a lot of indie comics he's created and stuff. And he approached me about doing he wants to start writing more prose. And so he approached me about doing a glyph story, but mostly just in prose, and I'll do like the illustration for the covers and stuff. I think it's going to be a 3-part series of small stories, I think. We'll see how it all pans out, but it's going to be, that's really a cool thing. And that was like a surprise when he approached me about that. So, awesome. I can't wait to see how that turns out. He's already sent me like a synopsis and sounds like a fun story, man. So almost like a Star Wars meets hip hop type of story. It's crazy. Sci-fi type of thing, kind of. So it's going to be fun. So that is that. Those are mostly all the projects. The only last project that I'm also doing this year is I'm consolidating all my music projects into one project, and it's going to be my album Match Made in Human. Got a lot of work done, almost all the work done on it already. So that's going to be something that I produce this year as well. And I think I'm going to release it on cassette tape. I mean, I don't know if I'll do CDs. I might do CDs too. And I probably do a Kickstarter for it. We'll see. But I think I'm going to do cassette tapes because just for fun. I mean, it's going to be free download as well. So you can get the download, but the cassette tape is more of like a novelty thing. And it'll be fun to do that. I've never created a cassette tape. You know, I've always done CDs. I'd also like to do vinyl at some point, but it's really expensive. Cassette tapes I can actually do at home. I can totally DIY them. So you can get like blank cassettes and blank cases and kind of print up your own thing. And I still have my old cassette recorder, dual cassette recorder thing too. So yeah, it's going to be fun. But it'll look like a real thing that you bought from the store and whatnot. So it's going to be awesome. Fun, fun, fun. So that's what's going on in 2014. Really excited. Cannot wait to get into these projects. And I'm already working on some of them. Last but not least, I got a show coming up. It's going to be a small comic show. One day type of thing. Bring your own table. That kind of thing. And, you know, my buddy Michael Vallad's going to be there too. From VladComics.com, comics with an X, and he's going to be there, and some of my other buddies and stuff. I think Will McKenzie might be there with me as well. We shall see. And yeah, so I'm going to be selling my toys, my Tusk cats, my CDs, and some comics and all that, and having fun, hanging out. So that'll be February 8th, Saturday, February 8th. And hopefully I'll have some more shows going on this year too, but that's the first one, and that'll be super fun. And yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to give you guys an update what's going on and get back on the podcast bandwagon. Thank you guys for sticking around. All my audience guy people out there are really awesome. You guys have always been cool and talked back with me and like conversed, and it's been great. It's been a great experience, and I hope to expand the podcast and be regular with it this year. So, thank you for listening, and thank you for all the new listeners. Please have patience. This is kind of a journal podcast, so it's not like a super produced thing, but I do it while I'm driving, but it's all hands-free. I got like a little headpiece and microphone thing going on, so, it's safe. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you again for listening. You guys are awesome, and I'll talk to you again in the next Escape Artist podcast. All right, peace out, yo.